for allocating the cost. So if we say that at this point in time, there were 25% of the students attending that much, then we list that, and it was an equitable way to provide that school with modernization, and it was totally, you know, a reasonable way to do that. I think that it would stand that way until we found that a review or a change would be needed. And they take that new picture of them, and then from that point, we would go on and allocate the cost differently. But we wouldn't go back and reallocate. We wouldn't change what we've done, because it was reasonable at that point in time, and that was acceptable.
I'm not against with that. And thank you for the explanation. That really helped me actually get the job. I was wondering if district-wide there is a tracking mechanism, but apparently it's just the school where the greatest number of students go that's getting the CFP support.
I think they have to be able to track all the kids that transfer around, right? Because that's how they produce all those recommendations for the boundaries.
But the money's not falling at the end.
Not until they take a look at the end.
And do it for every school, which sounds like we're not doing it.
And they didn't do it for that picture. But we can ask them to.
So, Karen, just for clarity, Ms. Michael, for clarity's sake, if there was a request by the board to do a point in time at a given site because we thought there was a high number, or even more broadly at all sites, we could do a point in time and then bring that to the board for action going forward on how allocations after that point in time were done.
So we had already had discussions with Barbara to update what we've done. I believe the 25% is probably a couple of years old, so it's time to do a new snapshot.
And again, I'm not bringing this up because I'm against it. I just want to make sure that the money that the parents are paying in the Freedom CFD district is following a student if they choose to or don't mandate for a new business. As much as we can, as much as we can. I see your point where every student can't jump to a student. But if we have a sense, and I don't have a sense, I really don't.
So, and I don't really know if this was the reason why it was done, but there was that 1, 2, and 3, or 13 area that were optional. It was optional for students to go to Bonita or Eastlake. And so perhaps that was a rationale back then to make that decision to move a percentage of those funding, of that funds from CFDs to Bonita. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense. So, and that's why those areas are funded. Absolutely.
I think what they were saying earlier is any change in that plan is going to come back to the board for review. My question I wrote down as you were going through that was, are you just bringing it back to inform us that you decided to change your plan, or are you bringing it back for our approval and discussion?
Absolutely, definitely in discussion.
So that would be, and it seems like we wouldn't want to make them go through that exercise too often. It would be when it's a reasonable change at a school. And we see that the moment that these different schools really changing and might say, you know, a certain percentage, then we have to
I would agree that's more reasonable and acceptable at that time. Like what we've just done is Mr. Parachino said we removed the boundaries and at some point it's that can happen to make sure that the money is following.